From the YPR studios in Billings, I'm Kay Erickson. The search continues for dozens of bison reported missing from two holding pens at Yellowstone National Park. Authorities say the animals escaped when somebody used bolt cutters to open up a fence. Park officials are calling the incident a crime. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie has the latest.
It's a windy and unseasonably warm winter day in Yellowstone National Park in Montana. Spokesperson Morgan Worthen is standing in the middle of a massive empty valley.
Yellowstone is like so big. Where do you begin to look?
She's searching for bison that were set free last week. That's when they discovered the holding pens had been sabotaged by an unidentified person or group of people. Now the bison are scattered across an area larger than Delaware, and park officials have launched a criminal investigation to find out what happened.
I didn't believe it when I was first told.
That's Yellowstone wildlife biologist Rick Wallen. He says finding these animals won't be easy because there are literally thousands of bison in Yellowstone. And the only thing that sets the escaped animals apart is a tiny ear tag, which can be hard to spot from long distances. Spokesperson Morgan Worthen.
Bison in the wintertime are incredibly furry animals. And so the fur, being so thick, covers up those tags. So it makes it very difficult to find the tag.
Before the bison went missing, Yellowstone Park officials hoped to send them to the nearby Fort Peck Indian Reservation in Montana. It was part of an effort to help the animals avoid what's become an annual and controversial slaughter of bison in Yellowstone. This slaughter is driven by fear. See, some ranchers in Montana worry if bison leave the park, they'll infect cattle with a deadly disease called brucellosis. It can cause pregnant cows to abort their young. While there's never been a confirmed case of bison actually infecting cattle in the wild, ranching is big business in Big Sky Country. Here's park biologist Rick Wallen.
There was a great deal of fear that brucellosis infection in wild bison would create an epidemic infection in the cattle of Montana.
So the state of Montana has forced Yellowstone by court order to ship bison to slaughter if herds get too big. But by creating a new herd on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation, the Park Service hoped they could save some of those animals. But first, they had to ensure those bison were disease-free, so they quarantined 52 bulls in a big, fenced paddock for more than a year. But the state wasn't convinced this paddock could serve as an approved quarantine facility, so the bison languished there until someone cut them loose. Now they're back in the park, hanging out with other wild buffalo, and Yellowstone officials have to start from scratch. Spokesperson Morgan Worthen.
I think there's a sense of loss. A lot of hard work was put into testing these animals, and all that work, all that effort is gone.
Now the question is, who allowed these animals to escape? There are different theories, but park biologist Rick Wallen says he suspects animal rights activists could be involved.
Folks that hate seeing wild bison contained in fenced facilities.
Folks like Chris Hurley, a coordinator with the Buffalo Field Campaign. Hurley's got stringy black hair, a beard, and a buffalo patch on his jacket with E Pluribus Unum written underneath. I meet him at the north entrance of Yellowstone, and he claims his group had nothing to do with the animals' escape.
Something like that from the campaign would be kind of detrimental to anything we're trying to achieve. It would fall back on us in a hard way, and we might lose a lot. So it's not condoned. We don't agree to those kind of things.
That being said, he's kind of happy someone cut the animals loose. Hurley says all Yellowstone bison should roam free, even if that means they could be taken by hunters along the park's boundaries.
You know, if they were to be shot at a firing line in Beatty Gulch as a wild animal, that seems to be a better life than spending it